This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. As we talk about Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we try to do this every year to bring this issue to the forefront, and we appreciate the willingness of the folks at Transitions of Pennsylvania to be with us on the program to talk about these issues and about the organization and what they do in regards to domestic violence. We're joined by the CEO today, Susan Mathias. Also, Outreach Coordinator Lisa Eero has some comments for us, as does Education Specialist Heather Schneider. Thank you for being with us on the program. Let's begin with Susan and just a bit of a definition of the issue at hand.
Domestic violence is a pattern of control and abuse that occurs in relationships, and it's intimate partner relationships. So the people that we serve are people that are victims as a result of domestic violence relationships.
Which can include dating as well?
Yes, it definitely can include dating. And we work a lot with the students in the schools to make sure that we're giving them healthy relationship information so they can get on a good path in their relationships.
And certainly it's more man attacking woman, but it goes both ways.
Correct.
Or whatever way.
Yeah, that's right. The data shows that about 85% of domestic violence relationships involve perpetrators that are males.
Has the situation improved? Have we seen any improvement over the years? Is you know, raising awareness affecting some change?
Yes, I'm very hopeful that we are making a difference. Our numbers don't indicate that there's a decline, but I think our numbers really indicate there are more people that are recognizing it and reaching out for services. So, you know, we look at rising numbers sometimes as being a positive indication because, as you know, there are a lot of movements now that are asking people to speak up and speak out, and it's making a difference. Sometimes talking about it helps you realize your situation better and also that you can find help by talking about it.
I know I covered a vigil years and years ago, probably early 90s, mm-hmm. but one of the students was speaking there saying that she had a teacher in school that was telling, like, wife-beating jokes. And that... So when I look at it that way and look at today, I think that would have a much bigger earthquake within the school if that were to happen now.
Oh, I think we see change. I think absolutely. And if you do go back to what life was like in the 50s and 60s, there's been a lot of change.
Even further. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm always hopeful that we're on a positive path.
We have a team of three, soon to be four. One of the things you have to realize is that in bringing education and awareness into normal, average, everyday conversations is very difficult. Statistics indicate that 1 in 4 American women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And 3 women are killed daily by their intimate partners. That's the statistics. So it's obvious that we need to increase our awareness and prevention as well as providing support to survivors of domestic violence. Talking about domestic violence is difficult. It sometimes requires someone to place a moral judgment on someone that they know or that they care about that they would be guilty of being a perpetrator. And we always seem to want to place blame on the victim with why doesn't she leave? Why does she allow them to do this? Or why does that person not report this or do something about this? And we just always want to blame the victim for they're the reason that the abuser chose to be abusive. And so in changing that conversation, it's been very difficult, but we definitely do see an uptick in people providing information, reaching out for services, contacting our agency, and if we're not able to provide services to that individual, we can definitely refer them in the right direction.
I think I've learned that as well over the years of doing these interviews, that you know, those questions you just always seem to hear maybe we hear them less. Hopefully more people are aware of this. But, you know, it's like, I guess I think of it as comparing it to like changing a job or moving. I mean, it's not just a simple process anyway. I mean, everything has so many facets to it. I mean, and when you're dealing with someone that you're, you know, in a relationship with, married to for years, perhaps, I mean, this just, it's so much more complicated as well.
Well, I think, and I've always said, fear of the known and being in a situation where you know what's coming, what's happening, what you're involved in, sort of takes priority over fear of the unknown, where victims many times are told so often that they won't be able to see their children, or they won't get out of this situation, or no one will believe them, or there's nothing for them in the future, and they're controlled by the abuser. Abuse is all about power and control. One person having power and control over another. And when you're the victim and you're told by the person that you care most about in your life that you're worthless and you're pathetic and you can't do anything right, and you start to believe those negatives. And so you feel that there's no hope for you. You feel that there's no resources or services out there that you would be able to turn to for help. And so you feel that you have no choice but to remain in a situation that's very toxic.
And awareness, this is all part of awareness, not just saying what events are we doing this month, but for you to be able to say this to individual people is, I think it puts it all in perspective.
Well, and that's why we provide a 24-hour hotline service. And so every time one of us answers that phone, we are prepared to provide assistance and to empower the person on the other end of that phone to understand what the services are that we're able to provide to them, what resources we're able to give to them, and empower them to make decisions that will lead to a better journey for them.
If Lisa could jump in, just give me a bit of your, you know, from your perspective, what you do here and what part you play in the awareness.
As the outreach coordinator, I just really work closely with three wonderful women who are really the ones who go out on the front line and are doing the education programs. My responsibility is to go out and help kind of inform the community of the services that we provide. I do a lot of different tabling events. We work closely with Susquehanna University and Bucknell University, closely with the students to try to raise awareness for, dating safety and healthy relationships and things like that. Really where my passion comes in is I was a probation officer for 26 years prior to taking this position, and so many of the women that I dealt with were actually victims who had found themselves in a situation where they then became convicted of a crime. And a lot of them, it was maybe the crime that they committed was based on necessity, a retail theft because her abuser would not give her money to buy necessities for the children. And so in order to get those necessities, she was really forced to commit a crime to take those things from local stores. So really raising the awareness that really a non-judgmental, really the things that we do is work on being non-judgmental and providing services and believing people who come forward and who are brave enough to come forward.
Give me a little bit about transitions quickly, Susan, just a little history and how long you guys have been around and how much it's grown.
Uh-huh. Well, we're really happy with the growth we've experienced, although we certainly would love to be put out of business. Transitions started around a kitchen table in Sunbury. There were a number of women who felt that the services for victims of domestic violence and sexual assault were not adequate. And at the time, that was the case. So throughout the state, actually, there were a number of grassroots organizations that were starting to try to make sure the victims received services. So transition started that time, and we actually were an organization that helped form the Pennsylvania Coalition Against Domestic Violence, which is the oldest coalition in the country. So Transitions has a deep history with the movement to end domestic violence. And at the time we started, we were providing domestic violence and sexual assault services. We've grown that we provide services to address victims of stalking and human trafficking and other serious crimes. So we really are the service agency for victims of crime in Union Snyder and Northumberland counties.
Like I said, 34 years ago, places like this were known as like battered women's shelters, mm-hmm. which obviously, you know, at what point did that keep growing and the mission keep expanding?
Well, that you're absolutely right. The primary mission we always have is safety for our clients, so it did start with getting people into safe housing. And our focus really is on helping people develop stability and sustainable lives. So most of our initiatives are aimed at that. It used to be that we would only be able to provide emergency safe housing for people for 30 days. Now, instead of having to return to abuse, we're able to provide housing assistance for domestic violence victims, and that's fabulous because the leading cause of homelessness in the United States is domestic violence. So on the federal level, they've recognized it, and so we're provided funding for that. In addition, we have attorneys, no-cost attorneys, who tend to work on divorce and child support cases. And so we're happy to have our attorneys on staff. And in addition, we're really excited because we're about to open a custody exchange and visitation center. The families are a big part of what Transitions cares about. And so keeping children away from the trauma of separation and divorce is what we are seeking and trying to accomplish with our custody exchange and visitation center that we're going to be opening in Sunbury coming up in the next month or so. So we're excited about that. But all of those are tools to get people on a positive path, which is what we spend a lot of time doing. Our counseling function is really growing, and we have new counseling locations in Shamokin and in Sealands Grove. So in addition to our normal counseling function, we're growing.
Let's talk about what Transitions is doing or has been doing throughout the month.
Well, and we have been bombarding our community with awareness and information and education and billboards. The Daily Item will have an article in. The Standard Journal does a separate complete insert. We were on Sunrise Radio with Mark Lawrence, and now with you, spreading this information that, you know, we're here and we're ready to be put to work, and we're ready to continue to do what we've been doing to provide prevention, education, information, and awareness to a topic that isn't part of everyday conversation, but it is happening every day in our community.
And you never have to call me because I'm always calling you guys first. I always want to make sure we include something during October.
And we appreciate
that October.
Very much.
Okay. Yes, we do.
We need to continue to talk about this. We need to understand that this affects all people regardless of age, socioeconomic status, sexual orientation, gender, race, religion, and nationality. Physical violence is often accompanied by emotional abuse and controlling behavior as part of a much larger systematic pattern of dominance and control, power and control. And domestic violence can result in physical injury. It can result in psychological trauma. It can result even in death. And this is why it's imperative that this message gets out there, that we want people to know we exist in the services that we provide, and it's a simple phone call, and we will provide whatever services and whatever resources we have at our disposal for that individual.
If I walk down the street in Lewisburg and told people, say, hey, explain Transitions to me, what is it? Do you find that most people now will at least have a basic idea, or is there a lot of way to go to let people know you're around?
Yeah, well, our branding and our name recognition is really important to us. We're pretty well-kept secret as far as not being really visible in the community, so having people recognize our name is so important, because then they also need to know that they can get on our website at transitionsofpa.org and look us up and understand how to reach us, and we have a hotline number, 800-850-7948, that people can call. We have people on the line at all times able to help and provide advice. If we can't answer, find the question, we don't turn people away. We help people find the right resources. In addition, a good way to describe what Transitions does is to think in terms of safety, education, and advocacy. So all of our efforts are tied to providing safety, and that includes our counseling programs. So that's really growing. A growing number of people are understanding that they can get access to counseling with our assistance, and it's like if you build it, they will come, because we're getting a lot of people contacting us for counseling. And so in the safety area, that's a really big bucket. But education is really critical, and prevention education is an area we don't get anywhere near the funding we need to do the job. I mean, here we have 3 and now 4 education specialists to cover 11 school districts. So we're really stretched in that area. But I can't leave off advocacy, because we advocate at the emergency room when sexual assaults occur. We're there advocating for victims and helping them go through a really difficult process. And in addition, we are advocating in the courtroom and preparing people for protection from abuse orders, and with our new attorneys, and also advocating for legislation. We advocated heavily for Act 79, which is the relinquishment of guns in cases when there's a PFA in effect. And we're really excited about the support we got from our local legislators, including Senator Gordner, on that. And in addition, we are advocating now for a domestic violence law. There's no law against domestic violence in Pennsylvania, which comes as a shock to most people. So we're going to try to see if we can't get a law passed that says it's illegal to perpetrate acts of domestic violence.
Okay. And before we close with a repeat of the contact information, as a guy who does media and PR kind of related stuff, I'm fascinated by the name, because you have changed it over the years, and that name itself is supposed to send a message.
Well, it's wonderful. It applies even more than ever. Originally, we were Susquehanna Valley Women in Transition, so people knew us as SWIT or SWIT. Everybody's confused about the name. We finally got that locked in. But then what we realized and recognized was that men felt excluded and not able to reach out for services, and we provide services to men and women, children, and seniors. So there's not a group that's excluded. LGBTQ populations, Hispanic populations, Black communities we're here for them. And so it's meant to be totally inclusive, but also now the word transitions, more than ever, we have the tools to get people in a transition to a healthier and happier life, which is what we're about.
And again, the website and the number of folks can call.
Transitionsofpa.org. So that's that's where you can find us online. And in addition, our phone number is 800-850-7948. And that's where our professionals are online and able to help people.
Thanks for being with us today on the program as we talked about Domestic Violence Awareness Month with Lisa Eero, Heather Schneider, and Susan Mathias of Transitions of PA, based in Lewisburg. Thanks for being with us on the program, and we thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.